Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Blue Spectral Eagle, and it is the 11th day of the Red Serpent Wave Spell. And in the 13 moon calendar, it is Cosmic Moon Day 26. There are only two more days left in the year, the 13 moon year. And that is spectacular and exciting. And there's a lot I want to say about the way the year completes itself, because this is the last podcast of this year called White Magnetic Wizard, and the next podcast will be in the first day of the new year. So we have so much to jam in, so you can really pay attention to these days as they unfold, these few final days. So picking up where I left off last podcast, I've been really wanting to make sure that everyone can feel the truest Mayan calendar in terms of the year. The 365-day year is most truthfully or historically oriented for the Maya into these 20-day periods called Vinals, V-I-N-A-L-S. And so on July 26th would have been the first Vinal, and then 20 days later the next one. And they were named. I'm not good at speaking Mayan, but like for the first one is named Pope, P-O-P, however that is said. The second one is Uo, U-O. The third one is Zip, Z-I-P. The fourth one is Zots, Z-O-T-Z. And then Zek, and Xul, and Yaxkin, and Mol, and Chien, and Yax, and Zak, and Tse, and Mak, and Konkin, Muan, Pax, Kayab, Kumku. Kumku is the last one of the 18, and then there is a 5-day period at the end of the year connecting to the new year called the Vayeb. We're in the Vayeb right now. It started yesterday on White Planetary Wizard. So these days always are oriented to the year bearer, which is what the year's tribe is. So this year clearly has been White Wizard tribe year, White Magnetic Wizard. And when we switch to blue lunar storm on Sunday, it'll be a blue storm year, and every time we come to blue storm, it will be a new Vinal. We're not going to switch our consideration here to the Vinals. I just find that it's really important to mention it at some point in the end of the year when everything is kind of at this soaring peak of experiential learning that we've all shared, and we've also individually experienced about moving through 13 tones and 13 moons, and these extended 28-day experiences with each tone, and having been in a 13 moon wave spell. It's really profound. So even though we're fully invested in that form of dividing a year, of celebrating a year, of moving through a year, I feel like we all have the skills and the sea legs, or like aficionados at the end of the year, and it's a perfect time to throw at you, hey, and by the way, you could add a calendar to your natural time studies or you could just hear about it and sort of celebrate how it's super lyrical. It's like a huge poem, and I'm going to explain that next. But when I hear original Mayan stuff, even if it's me, the full-scale gringa, talking about it, I get very moved. So that happens for me. So let me tell you about it's like a long-form poem. It's pretty esoteric, i.e. it doesn't make a lot of linear sense, but it sounds so cool. And just think about each one of these phrases that I'm going to tell you is connected to each vinal. So pulp, the first one has a phrase, and uo, the second one has a phrase, and zip, and zots, and zek, and zool, and yakskin. This sounds like Dr. Seuss, right? Their little phrases are how we celebrate each 20-day section, each 20-day period, each 20-day run through the 20 tribes, but just starting at White Wizard or starting at Blue Storm. Each time we move through that, we get a phrase for the entire 20 days. It can be a point of meditation. That's why when I made calendars, it was so fun to include it, because you could just be tripped out. Like, you know, I'm really into personal use of the tarot cards. So, you know, you just, for me, every time it's a 28-day moon at the beginning, I pick a card and it goes up on the altar, and that divination in the tarot explains to me on a mystical, magical level what my moon is going to be about. And so you can use these phrases similarly. And, you know, this is actually really backwards. There's a couple of things that I made a deck of cards for natural time, and they're out of print, and I should reprint them, and I will. But it includes the 20 vinals, and then you would have that vinal on your altar. So we need to get that back. But listen, the other thing that's so funny to me is that I keep forgetting, because I live two different places, and all my library of Mayan calendar writings or publications is at my other house. I keep forgetting to bring even one copy of my book. I have two books. One's more of a illustrated book and one is more of a textbook, and I don't have either of them here. So tonight I had to Google vinal and the first phrase that goes with pope. And hilariously, it was my own website that came up with this information. So in my FAQ and my FAQ on resonanttruth.com, you can find this yourself if you need to think about it in the future. But I'm reading from my own website. I mean, I love that. It was the first thing. So I guess I'm more into the vinals than most Western people that follow the Arguellian, what I call the Arguellian hybridization of the Mayan indigenous culture's alignment with a year. That's not what I wrote, but that's abbreviated. Okay, so the Maya organized their year in a 20-day vinals. Similar to the 20 tribes, the vinals could be counted on one's fingers and toes. There were 18 vinals in a year and a remaining 5-day ceremonial period called a vayeb. July 21st to 25th are the vayeb days of the natural time calendar. Every vinal and every in the vayeb have a corresponding poetic phrase, a mantra. Laced together, they make up a strangely lyrical verse. So here we go, everyone. And as I'm reading it, because to me it's like sermonizing, I'm going to read it. But if you want to reference it, you can go to resonanttruth.com and the FAQ, and it's somewhere in there. I don't have Wi-Fi, so it's all on my phone. Pulp. So I'm not going to read. You're going to hear a pause, but I'm not going to read the Mayan vinal name anymore. I'm going to read the poem, but there's going to be a pause so you know how the phrases, each phrase matches a vinal. There are going to be 18 phrases plus one at the end for the vayeb. The one who knows listens in silence in order to integrate the universe based on the knowledge that reaches the foundations, where with great wisdom a seed is sown, a little ray of the hidden sun, which unifies all the pieces to enter into the well of inner wisdom, where the student clears the mind, taking account of what is not yet ripe, dissipating the clouds of doubt, raising herself up, breaks with habitual caution and reaches the white light, closing the equivocating part and entering a trance, receives the light of one who knows, in order to see into darkness, touching a music of the future with the song and the rhythm, located in the correct place where the food of divination is obtained. And then the Vayab, which is what we're in right now, all that is needed to obtain the precious stone. Now, I think if you were able to look at this, you would just sort of feel like it's very Rumi-esque. You're just like, well, I mean, I don't know what any of it means, but it sure touches me. And the way it's sort of a run-on sentence, to me, has momentum, taking us through the year. And, you know, I looked it up as a Google item because I know the first phrase is, the one who knows listens in silence in order to integrate the universe, based on the knowledge that reaches the foundation where with great wisdom a seed is sown, a little ray of the hidden sun which unifies all the pieces. Like, I can get that far. And it's fun because you were born in a vinal with a phrase, so you could discover which one. And okay, so I'm going to leave that there. We're in the Vayab. I'm not good at doing the research that's like, where did those phrases come from? I mean, equivocating part and entering a trance is not Mayan. Is it? It's clearly Jose Arguelles because it was in the lineage that I've only followed his lineage for most of this, and so I learned it in his lineage somehow. So he's got some hand in it, but he was a good translator. He didn't just make stuff up. He may have, when I say embellished, I mean creatively, again, like people that have to translate Rumi. I mean, it's always incredibly beautiful, and it's in English if most of us are reading it. And so the capacity to translate the essence or the heart of a Mayan phrase into beautiful English is really is believable. Can you hear them singing happy birthday? I live in the summer student housing zone. That's nice. It feels like they're celebrating something that's also a year progression. All right, so that's the Vinals and the, you know, we're in the Vayab, and the Vayab, of course, is not any different than ending the year in the 13 moon calendar. It just means that rather than thinking of still being in the cosmic moon, which we are, we would be like done with all the venals and in the 5-day Vayab. Again, the venals are all 20 days long, and the Vayab is 5 days. And that's kind of an explanation for how we move through these year names. I don't want to get too mathematical and esoteric on top of all that poetry, but, you know, when you're in an earth family and your birthday is located, you know, in the Gregorian year, and you have a name, month name and number for your birthday, and then that correlates to, well, let's say it this way. So you're born, I am born on November 23rd, 1968, and that's called Blue Overtone Storm, and then 260 days later is Blue Overtone Storm again. So we're all pretty familiar with that meaning, that whenever it's my birthday is not Blue Overtone Storm, that we're celebrating a 260-day cycle with the tribe and tones, and when we celebrate a year passing, we are going to move through a series of different tribes and tones. As it happens, we always advance one tone every year of our birth, so that's nice and neat. If I was born overtone, blue overtone storm, the next year would be a rhythmic year. One past overtone, the year after that would be resonant, and so on. In terms of the tribes that my birthday, November 23rd, can be, or our year, which is always July 26th, can be, it's going to always be one of four tribes only, and there's going to be one that's red, one that's white, one that's blue, and one that's yellow. But the math is that it's going to be 5 days ahead in the count of tribes each year. So last year, this year that we're in, is a white magnetic wizard. And so we know it's going to advance and be lunar this next year. And then a year from now, it'll turn electric and then self-existing and so on. That's just a beautiful, helpful mathematical truth that we move through the 13 tones in order every time we advance a year from any place in the year count. Then we're going to move ahead 5 tribes. And we're going to move into a color that's in the same order, always red, white, blue, yellow. So white wizard, if we count 5 forward, is this way. White wizard, blue eagle, yellow warrior, red earth, white mirror, blue storm. Blue storm is the 5th. And then we could also go into the future when it's July 26, 2021, and we would go from blue storm, we would count yellow sun, red dragon, white wind, blue night, and we would get to yellow seed. And if we did 5 more from there, it would be from yellow seed, it would go red serpent, white world bridger, blue hand, yellow star, and then red moon. And that is our pattern for our year. Because from red moon, it's 5 again until we get to white wizard. So that is called the earth family of, those 4 tribes that are 5 apart create an earth family. I am born on a blue storm day, so my earth family is identical to the year, the July 26th date. You were born on a different day, and your earth family can be discovered by doing that count. You can just picture that basically if you were to start on a red day, that you would move to the next red day and then add 1 to the white day. I'm sure that was the worst way to explain that. Okay. Anyway, you have an Earth family. Hopefully you know what it is. And hopefully you understand how we're moving forward on Sunday. Let's see. So we're finishing up today the 13 portals of the red serpent. And today is a blue spectral eagle day. So you got completely jammed by my demand that you start using your higher mind, because the red serpent wave spell to date has been about being serpentine and reptilian and in our kind of gut instincts and survival instincts, just the basics that we need to get by. We're oriented to that. And now, today we're liberated. The wave is breaking. We're in the antipode, the opposite of red serpent. We're in blue eagle, and we're able to use the capacity for vision that an eagle has when it flies at the very outer, you know, edges of our atmosphere, looking down with fierce, keen predator eyes to see what's happening down below. That's the way our mind operates when we're in blue eagle. Just very, very vast seeing, interpreting ability, and some distance too from what's going on the planet itself. We've been only, I think, immersed in what's going on the planet itself. I think for a lot of us, that doesn't mean thinking about the culture for the last 10 days, but feeling our bodies and our energy levels and being in our instinctual selves. So feeling what's going on Earth means in our own patch of Earth that our body is connected to, and how our body itself is our own element of Earth. It is our own, you know, patch of Earth is our sentient physical aspect. And that's, we made it through the portals. I don't know what the portals were exactly, except just a series of days that kept opening. To me, it wasn't pure havoc. The red serpent wave spells can be, these portals to me can be just like searing in intense revisitations and feeling like crimped and cramped and wanting out of something old and bothersome or tortuous. But again, when we're in the cosmic moon, There's so much that's transcendent by the end of the cosmic moon, by the end of a 13-year or moon wave spell, the end of the year, that I don't know if it can be so agitating when everything is just moving into incredible presence, awareness, stillness, and even some serenity. Because serenity for so many of us is just capitulating and surrendering to what is, versus trying to force or control or modify anything, try to get back to something, try to get forward to something when we're being present. I think in that point of surrender, a lot of us feel, you know, the simplicity and grace. So the Red Serpent depiction of a bit of struggle, maybe it didn't land. Maybe it did for you, you know. I don't feel like I'm having like some kind of super novel and amazing enlightenment window. I just feel that most of what I'm struggling with is recognition of past suffering rather than experiencing renewed suffering. So that does corroborate to me with the Red Serpent wave spell. You know, there is aspect of past, the past that is, you know, surfacing as it moves right out of our life. It's a snake skin that we're shedding. And again, I, you know, as you've heard, I'm pretty wed to the Mercury retrograde, the lyrical part of it where we're plunged into introspection or past reflection. And I have been so accidentally immersed in that in my own daily experience. I'm rereading journals from my past, and you know, what a way to spend quarantine, you know, when we're sort of stuck deeply in present time experience, to fully immerse myself in the reminder of who I've been since I was about 6 years old. And I'm only at age like 27 right now, so I've covered like 21 years, and I have literally another 21 to go. So I'll be doing that for a while, and that makes, I think, the podcast moment just like there's a different tonality for me, because I am pretty much in a marvelous path of exploding perception, because there's this assumption that I experience my past. You know, I have stories about how my past has been, and when I get into the nitty-gritty of what I was writing in journal entries, there's a lot of detail, and there's some truths that you know, distinguish themselves from how I have remembered. Things were actually different than my memories have formed them to be. And in a lot of ways, I was a much more functional person than I imagined myself to have been. And it's a celebration. So I'm not sure how that fits into anything, but it is just part of my life experience and these portals that have been opening each day. So they're done, you know, like today you get another portal. What is a portal? Hopefully, when I was first setting out on this path as a daily quest, a daily investigation, I would be like, oh, I think that was the portal. Each day would have a little something where time shifted. There was a jump where you could kind of be in awe for a moment. And, you know, I don't think portals can be unpleasant. I just think they can be intense. But like a portal isn't going to take you to hell. It's like the gateway isn't to a universe of suffering ever. I promise that. But it is it's a way to get through blockages, and that can feel intense and exhausting. But I think it's reliably, a portal day is a reliable ascendant journey. It's just that journeys that of ascent involve a lot of climbing, and they can be arduous. So let's see, what else do we need to then? Well, just looking at these last days, because we won't be together. Tomorrow is not a portal, so you might feel it kind of sluggish, a little lighter. It's Yellow Crystal Warrior. And then we will get to the final day, which is red cosmic earth of the red serpent wave spell. And that then gives us, let's see, how do I want to say it? So the day that is Saturday is actually the day between years. So Friday is our last day of the year, and it's cosmic, as I just said, red cosmic earth. And it's a cosmic day within the cosmic moon, and we've had, this will be our third one. So everything that we've had the opportunity to experience in the cosmic moon will really be doubled in energy, and the point will be brought home for each of us what this cosmic moment has meant or felt like. You know, how's it felt to our bodies, to our souls? I think it's just profound. Again, we're in a pretty crazy time where people are unified by immobility. And immobility is a big part to me of the cosmic tone, a stillness, like you're not in a journey of ascent or descent, you're in between, and that feels like stasis, but the kind of stasis that can feel like an incredible vacation in a spiritual place. So, you know, really celebrate the last day of it being so fully cosmic. And then the day between years is called the day out of time. It's always on July 25th. It'll be this Saturday, and it will be a magnetic day, which always, the day out of time is always the same tone as the year before. And it'll be introducing our new wave spell, which is white magnetic mirror. And that means that when our year begins the next day, blue lunar storm, that our whole year is couched in the white mirror wave spell. This whole year we've been in, white magnetic mirror is couched in the white mirror, white magnetic wizard. This year that's finishing is obviously oriented to the white wizard wave spell. It's the first day of the white wizard wave spell. But when we move into this new year, it'll have the tribe, which is blue storm, and the tone lunar, but it's part of the white mirror wave spell, and that's pretty intense, kids. We haven't had the white mirror wave spell, but I mean, I think you know enough about it, the archetype of the day of human sacrifice for the Maya, perhaps. I mean, it's our best guess that that's when those ceremonies happen, on a white mirror day. So when we have the white mirror wave spell for 13 days, we get to really explore what it is to allow that sacred blade that cuts the heart out of a sacrificial victim. Like, what is that in our own lives? How do we make room in a modern life for an ancient ritual? How do we recognize that even though we can pretend that we don't sacrifice people anymore, that's murder. We sacrifice people all the time. What do you think we're witnessing right now in terms of a justice movement against racist policing? So how do we find a way in our own lives to have a white mirror experience so that we do recognize that sacrifice is necessary and exists and can be celebrated? You know, our own sacrifices and larger sacrifices around us, how do we pay reverence to it? How do we sit in awe? And we can even mourn it, but it's real. And when we say, oh, the ancient, you know, murders, cold-blooded murders of the Maya, it's just that we discriminate against an ancient pastime, pretending it doesn't exist anymore, then I think we have an unceremonious and unrighteous way of sacrificing. I'm not saying that I'm pro Mayan sacrifice rituals. It seems bloody and messy, and it can't be certain that anyone wanted to die, although that's what they purported, is that people were willing and happy to join the gods in heaven through that kind of death. So we have this whole experience coming, which we'll talk more about in the new year, to reflect. One of the words for the mirror wave spell is to reflect on, you know, what role sacrifice can play in our own individual lives, and how can we maybe bring it back culturally in a way that's auspicious. Not the murders, but the acceptance and even splendor of having to let go. And then I'm just excited because I'll next podcast, probably not promptly on the first day of our next year, but I will be celebrating it with you. And I hope you find ways to, in a quiet, maybe individualistic, but meaningful way, acknowledge that we're changing years. We are, and we're in it together. So I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, In La Keshe.